to many who visit Detroit, the trash-filled lots, run-down houses, and abandoned factories are symbols of Detroit's past prosperity. But Tia Kyra Bonner is able to look beyond the ruins.
As a Detroiter, I want to feel safe, and I need these abandoned homes knocked down.
Bonner is doing something about it, one run-down block at a time.
What is the site used for? Residential.
As part of a three-person crew of surveyors with the Motor City Mapping Project, Bonner uses an electronic tablet to describe the condition of each troubled property she examines.
I have saw more burnt-up homes and more empty lots than the houses that's standing.
The information the surveyors gather winds up on computers back at Motor City Mapping headquarters, where a team reviews the information, a process called blexting.
Blexting is short for blight texting, so kind of appropriate for the theme.
Jerry Paffendorf is CEO of Loveland Technologies, the company that designed the blexting software.
As properties are surveyed, they're stored in a database and immediately visualized on a map, and everything comes in real time, kind of like Twitter.
Paffendorf says surveyors in the field leave no stone unturned.
So there's like 360,000 some properties in the city, and as of the moment sitting right here, I think we're at about 180,000.
We're looking at all structures in the city of Detroit and all vacant land.
Glenda Price is co-chair of the Detroit Blight Removal Task Force, which oversees the Motor City Mapping Project. She says the task force is bringing local, state, and federal agencies together to tackle the city's blight. The ultimate goal is not just mapping the blight, but eliminating it.
The goal is zero blight. One of the biggest obstacles to achieving that goal is going to be money, because it's going to be costly to do this. And so that's why we recognize that it will take probably 3 years is what we are projecting.
The estimated cost to the city of Detroit to clean up each blighted property is about $5,000 to $10,000. Once the Motor City Mapping Project wraps up survey work sometime in February, members of the Detroit Blight Removal Task Force will have a better idea what it will cost to totally eliminate Detroit's infamous blight. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Detroit, Michigan.